With all that happened this week, it was good to finally, you know, have a game to play and something to put all our effort towards, and, you know, came out with a big win.
You know, it was an emotional week. We all know that. And, you know, I feel very happy for the organization and the players and the staff and everybody that worked so hard to make this such a unique place.
You know, he's in a tough situation as well this week with change and get the right messages across to get guys motivated at a time where we're 4-7 and most people expect us to maybe throw in the towel, even though we're playing at home, and guys didn't. Guys responded. I'm proud of them.
And now, winner of 3 Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence.
In your face, Milwaukee!
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. The Packers win 34-20. There's a lot of different ways to feel about that. Either you're happy because you like to see your favorite team win. Maybe you're thinking, you know, long shot playoffs. I believe the percentage chance is up to 5 now, and we'll run through that with you guys at some point. Some of you may be mad because, like we talked about last week, if the Packers play better without McCarthy, what did that say about what they were doing when he was here? And you may not care about that or any conspiracy. You just may think, hey, this team's not any good. I want a better draft pick. So after the Packers win 34-20, we'll ask you guys at 799-1250, but let's ask the esteemed gentleman on this panel, Chuck Freeman.
Well, I wish I could get excited about that game victory yesterday. And it wasn't surprising. That win yesterday was a combination of you know, the Packers, you know, finally executing. It wasn't like they did anything special. You know, they won the game. They played well. They played, you know, about like they should be playing. And on the other hand, Atlanta mailed that one in. I mean, Matt Ryan was terrible. I mean, some of the things Matt Ryan did, it looked like he was trying to get his coach fired, and the way he was playing. And that last touchdown run that the Packers had, no effort on the Falcons' defense. They gave up. So that was a combination of both. The Packers showing a little bit more effort, and Atlanta not playing very well. So,
what do you think it was more of?
It didn't do much for me at all.
Was it more Packers played better without McCarthy, or was it more, hey, this was Atlanta, let's see how they look against Chicago, and we'll see that there's still the same old Packers?
A little too late. A little too late for all this, I think. You know, here we are. They finally showed a little effort out there, and they played well. It's just like any other time, I think, when a coach is fired or a manager is fired, where they come out and they play well in that first game or two afterwards. And, Bart, that's the way I looked at it, man. Came out and said, all right, things are going well. You know, this is the not surprising. And, I think the fans, though, I mean, I was at the game last night or yesterday, and, you know, the excitement in the crowd and all that, you could tell that there was enthusiasm. You would never be able to – you couldn't tell in that stadium that whether it was a playoff game or it was a meaningless game between two bad football teams yesterday. That's the way it felt, just the vibe in the stadium. And I always get that vibe at Lambeau. Even back to the season, Bart, when they were 4-12 in 2005, man – if you were in that stadium, it was like, man, you couldn't tell that this team was playing for nothing in those games, and that's just the way it is at Lambeau Field.
Technically not nothing, Chuck. Technically, there's a 5% chance to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Everything they needed to happen happened yesterday, and now, you know, the Seattle-Minnesota result. Well, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that, but it is a thing. It is a thing. They are still involved in this. This is Chuck and Winkler, and, you know, we talk sports. And we also, more than any other show you ever find anywhere in the history of radio, Chuck, we care, deeply care about our listeners. So today we're asking, how do you feel? How that win yesterday, how did that make you feel? Are you happy? Are you bummed? Are you indifferent? How do you feel? 414-799-1250, we're asking you how you feel. Let's start with the real alpha male, Tim in Fredonia. What's up, Timmy?
Man, 6-0 107. Bart, you're on your game this morning. Where's
Tim?
The one on here?
Tim.
I'm in, what? Yeah.
How do you feel?
Indifferent, actually. I was telling Cody, I said, I don't want to see him tank it because I want to make this job as attractive as possible. I mean, I don't want to come out and look like absolute, you know, like a turd, you know. I mean, but what's going to be the big test, guys, is this Sunday. I mean, the Bears, they just throttled. They put the clamps down on the Rams last night. That's a good offense there in Los Angeles, and the Bears just kind of shut them down. But we'll see what happens there. But I want to make this job as attractive as possible. I don't want to see anybody tank and you know, all of a sudden finish now over 5-7-1 and go 5-10-1. I don't want to see that happen. They're too good for that. They have some talent on this team, just not in every spot, okay? But I want to make this job as attractive for the best coaching candidate I can get, and I'm hoping that it's the offensive coordinator from Minnesota. I think we could work with that guy. I don't know your thoughts on that, but we'll go forward from there. Good win by the Bucks last night, guys. That was huge. Thanks, man. Yeah. Talk to you guys soon. Appreciate it.
See you, Timmy.
Sounds like there's a little rift between DeFilippo and Zimmer in Minnesota. A couple of differences been this season from reading some of the newspapers up there. But, you know, I think, Bart, even if they lose, if they lost the rest of their games, this job's not going to be any less attractive because the coach would still say, hey, you know, I can go in there and turn that thing around and be a hero, man. I can. So I maybe a coach would come look at that job and say, hey, I would rather have them lose all these games because that's less pressure on me going into the next season if I turn things around.
There's going to be pressure no matter what. I mean, they can win out or they can lose out.
Oh, without a doubt.
There's going to be pressure. But I think what yesterday did was yesterday, the 34-20 win, and again, it wasn't really that close. Packers, what was it, 34-7 at one point? Packers were in control of this one. Atlanta scored first. Packers then put up 34 unanswered. And this was the kind of game that I, in August, was telling people we were going to see. Now, I was wrong, but it finally happened. They just had to fire their coach to do it. I thought, hey, they've got weapons. They've got Aaron Jones. He can be like Alvin Kamara. He looked very good yesterday, 3-for-28 receiving, 78 yards, 17 rushes, although didn't touch the ball in the first quarter, but he had a score. I thought Aaron Rodgers has weapons. Davante Adams, we know how good he is. We saw it yesterday. Randall Cobb, he's aging, sure, but I still think there's a role for him on this offense. Yes, we saw that. Jimmy Graham, he can be utilized. Some drops, but they still found him a couple times. The rookie receivers, they can contribute. Yes, the defense, I think they'll create turnovers. Yes, so it was the kind of game that we, and not just me, but I think a lot of Packer fans expected to see. It just took 12 and a half games, the season to become pretty much meaningless, and a coach to get fired for it to happen.
How many times can you say the Packers and Bucks both win on the same day in December, and I'm more excited about the Bucks victory than I am the Packers win?
Yeah, they beat the Raptors in Toronto.
After Friday night's loss to Golden State. But, this Packer victory.
They're 2-0 against the Raptors.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Real quick Buck stat. For those of you that, because this, Chuck, even when the Bucks beat the Raptors, Bucks fans are upset. Because, they still lost to the Suns. Because that's never going to get over. The Bucks are 4-0 against the top four teams in the East. And are 7-2 against the top eight teams in the NBA. Your Milwaukee Bucks are good, Bucks fans. You're going to have to deal with that at some point.
Yeah, I mean, they came away real quickly on the Bucks here. Obviously, it was the Packer Monday. But, hey, they came away from the weekend 1-1. I'm fine with that. Against two of the best teams in the NBA. Golden State's world champion. Defending world champs, okay? You lost at home, but then you went to Toronto, and the team that really matters, because you're chasing them in the East, and you beat them. So I was fine with I'm fine with the weekend. You know, you got to split out of the weekend. That's fine.
Anytime that you and I, either of us, say real quick on the Bucks today, drink if you're listening at home.
Yeah,
drink
because
we
go the Packer
real, real, real quick on the Bucks. Real quick on the Bucks. Drink.
Yeah,
you'll be out of it by 7:30.
It's like we feel like we're offending anybody if we talk about the Milwaukee Bucks, who are one of the best teams in the NBA right now. Real quick on the Bucks, who are
two and a half games. They made a trade.
Two and a half games out of the trade too. wait. Back to the Packers.
Back to the Packers here.
You know the Packers. That was just Bart. I looked at that as your typical old school Lambeau Field ass whipping. where a team came in here and, you know, you laid an old school victory. You know, we've how many times we've seen that happen? And, you know, you mentioned, you know, that this is the kind of thing you envisioned. It was, you know, we've seen it happen so many times where a team comes in here and the Packers just laid a beat down. You know, good old Mike McCarthy, Mike Sherman beat down at Mike Holmgren beat down at home. But, you know, what can you do against the Bears next week? Yeah, I think that's, as Tim said, that's going to be the proving ground next week.
414-799-1250. How do you feel? Packers beat the Falcons 34-20. We've got reports from Mike Clemens all throughout the morning, but we want to hear from you at 799-1250. What did this win do for you? Nothing? Was it the whoop-de-doo polka as Todd tweets in? Not impressed. How about you guys? 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Now a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers beat the Falcons 34-20 here at Lambeau Field. Sunny and cold temperatures around 25 degrees. Interim head coach Joe Philbin on what he said to the players in a week where Mike McCarthy and linebackers coach Winston Moss were both fired.
You know, as I told the team, I mean, I'm really proud of the way the team responded this week, and their preparation I thought was excellent. Still really want to credit our players first and foremost. This is, as I said to them, you know, this is a player's game, and they really stepped up. And also want to mention our assistant coaches who did a phenomenal job this week, and they deserve a ton of credit.
So why did Green Bay's offense finally look like what Packer fans are used to seeing? Wide receiver Devontae Adams, who led the team in receptions, says Philbin focused on getting the ball to their best playmakers.
He kind of, it's a consistent thing he instills and kind of puts it in our head and reminds us that, you know, you guys are the best of the best. So just go out there, act like it, and, you know, prepare it all week to go out and win a game. So just apply all the hard work that you put in since really April, let alone all season. And that's what we did.
Atlanta jumped out to an early lead with a 75-yard drive that featured Julio Jones. But head coach Dan Quinn says they let the game slip away to Green Bay.
You know, going out, I thought the drive to go and 7-7 at that space and then to allow the scores, you know, to take place after that. I couldn't have been more disappointed with that, to make sure the intent was right, to, you know, not create any takeaways defensively. You know, thought from a pass rush standpoint, we'd have chances to move them off the spot, and there were certainly times, I don't know how many scrambles that resulted in first downs, but it had to be three or four, it felt like.
So the Packers are now 5-7-1 and still with a shot at the postseason. Next week, they face the Bears in Chicago. Aaron Rodgers on getting the win for Philbin.
Joe's been a part of a lot of great wins around here, a lot of incredible moments over the years as an important part of what we've done as the offensive coordinator. But fun to give him his first win as the head coach.
For more team coverage, go to 1057fmthefan.com. Green Bay beats Atlanta.
Does it get any better than this?
There's a lot to say about this one, and we're talking about it with you all day. It's an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday on The Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
Blitz coming. Ryan going the other way. It's intercepted, and it's going to be a touchdown. Bashaun Breeland, a pick six.
I mean, it was a tight end, so you know what I'm saying? It was kind of slow for me to read. Like, I read his stem, and I kind of kept my eyes on Matt Ryan. And when I saw him release the ball, I just jumped it.
Pick six for Bashaun Breeland, rather. Also had a fumble recovery in this one. First Packer to do that in the same game, a fumble recovery and a pick six. Since November 26, 2009, it was Charles Woodson. So Bashaun Breeland, a good performance from him. Packers 34, Falcons 20. Talking about it with you guys, we'll talk to Michael Cohen around 8:20 today. Reports from Mike Clemens all throughout the show here on The Fan. And really, it's pretty simple. We're asking you how you feel, because I think there's some Packer fans that kind of want them to lose. You're not going to, when we talk about this, you're not going to sit down and you know, put on a Falcons cap and root for Atlanta. But at the end of the day, you want to watch a football game, and then you still, you're more concerned about the draft position than maybe finishing 2.5 games out of the playoffs or something like that, getting some wins that you don't necessarily need to, because when the Packers fire McCarthy, that's an eye on the future. And so some fans are along with that. Some people are excited. Some people are hoping for a playoff miracle, and some people are just flat out indifferent. So, Chuck, we're asking you,
How do you feel?
Well, Joe Philbin gets up there to do his post-game press conference yesterday, and I'm thinking, you know, I mean, Joe's a football guy, all right, but not exactly an enthusiastic face of the company. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's bad, but you know, he gets up there and just listen to his press conference. You're like, oh God!
You know, it was an emotional week.
You know, with McCarthy, at least he had a little bit of charisma up there.
I feel very happy for the organization,
you know, Mike Holmgren, guys like that,
and but, staff and everybody.
That shouldn't matter because X's and O's really matter in the game. But I mean, if you're looking at on that end, Philbin gets up there and it's like, oof, you know.
You know, it was an emotional week. We all know that.
You know, just not the most, eccentric guy.
This doesn't excite you?
The players and the staff and everybody that works so hard to make this such a unique place.
Joe Philbin's voice.
What's that?
That doesn't excite you?
No.
Joe Philbin's voice?
No.
Not feeling it?
No.
Yeah,
you?
Exceptional. Yeah. I don't look at him as a guy that's going to be here much longer than this.
I know
the players want to win for him, and you know you're going to try to do your best. But I'm indifferent to him. I'm indifferent because if he does poorly, they're not going to fire him. If he does well, they're not going to hire him. So to me, no. I'm indifferent.
Well, I would, because I think there was a little bit of sentiment. I mean, there's a feeling too that hey, if he goes 4-0, is he going to get this job? He's not going to get this job.
No,
he's not going to get this job. He probably is never going to be another head coach again in the NFL unless it's on an interim basis.
He set a record yesterday. Quickest NFL coach ever to use both of his challenges.
Yeah, help make it about a 45-minute first quarter.
I mean, they did get jobbed, so he was right to do it. But
yeah. But he made a joke about having the flag didn't feel very good in his pocket. And, he figured he'd get him out of the way early those challenges. But he's along the same lines as the rest of the Packer coaches there, where they can't win a challenge. But yeah, I mean, at least he got the guys to play yesterday, and he got a win. And Breland he actually showed up to play a game and made some. Made a couple of impact plays, which we thought when he was first acquired during the season, back during baseball season, that he was going to do. But yeah, how do I feel about the win? It was just not expected, indifferent. I did not leave Lambeau last night thinking, all right, man, what a great victory.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. John is in Franklin. John, how do you feel?
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How about those Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, I'm a Packer fan. I'm torn. I'm always happy to see my team, come out with the victory. And I don't really want to see them win out because it's kind of pointless, but I'm never going to root for them to lose. I'm not too worried about one or two draft positions because they got enough picks. They can package up and they can get where they got to get in this draft.
It is different. I think where I always say that everyone tries to look at every sport like it's the NFL, like every game matters. No, when there's 82 or 162, it doesn't matter as much because there's 16 in the NFL. But I think in the NFL, draft position maybe doesn't matter as much as it does in the NBA, where if you're 1 or 5, that's a big difference. But in the NFL, I don't think it's as big of a difference. So if the Packers are 10 or 18. I'm not sure that that's a huge deal.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, they'll have extra picks, and we'll have time to talk about that. But getting back to the game, I think we watched two teams that this year have just crapped the bed. And I think one of these two teams will be in the mix for a good run in the playoffs next year, and I hope that's us. I mean, there's regardless of what the records are, there was a lot of talent on the field yesterday. I didn't get excited with, I hear this talk from Rodgers about, the guys gave, we put together a really good effort and all that, and we're trying really hard. And, well, we're with that all the way along. And I went into this game trying to figure out a way Rodgers was going to come out of this game looking good. And I couldn't find it, because if he played well, you're thinking, because I'm wondering, well, how come there were no balls thrown into the ground yesterday? Do I want to believe that he tried to get his coach fired? Is he a hero? Because he knew the toxic environment, and he knew the sooner the system was purged, the better the healing could happen and the quicker. I don't know. I didn't see a way he could come out of it. You know, if he played bad, it's going to be, yeah, he's on the decline. So I didn't think there was a way he could win. The defense played, at times the defense plays good. 23 did a good job on number 11 for the most part. But, I don't think you should be celebrating when you kind of, I wouldn't say got burned, but definitely had a step on him and the ball was overthrown, or that would have been a touchdown. I don't think you celebrate there. I mean, maybe in your mind you go, woo, thank you. But, with all the jubilation and stuff. But that's the way the kid plays. And he was one-on-one with him all day. So I think that's a step in the right direction. But there's a lot of things to figure out this year. And they did a good job with an offensive line. I mean, let's not forget that three of their starters were out. So that was kind of amazing. That they held things together as long as Rodgers was holding on to the ball.
Yeah, you know, one thing about Rodgers, you know, when I hear people say, well, you know, was Rodgers really trying under Mike McCarthy? Rodgers knew after that game yesterday who lost in the playoff chase. So that just tells me, you know, Rodgers is still looking at the playoffs, and, you know, he wanted to win those other games because he wants to go to the postseason. But, you know, after the game, he knew, we're alive in the playoff race. The three teams ahead of us lost, and, you know, we need this to happen, and we need, Dallas to lose today. I mean, he was rattling off a few things and was like, man, a guy who doesn't care any more about the season doesn't pay attention to that stuff like Rodgers did yesterday.
I mean, I said last week, if Rodgers comes out and throws for 404 touchdowns, I'm going to be mad. But he kind of, he looked better, but he still didn't look great. Aaron Rodgers on the day was 21 of 32. He did get that interception record for most attempts thrown without a pick. He did beat Tom Brady's record that was set about 10 years ago. So Rodgers has that now, although there were two passes that were in the guy's hands and then dropped, so that could have been worse. 196 yards isn't a ton, 6.1 yards per pass isn't a ton. It's still lower than his average. Two touchdowns yesterday. Was sacked four times, but I thought he was a little more elusive. I thought he did better getting out of the pocket, or at least when the pressure was coming in, I thought he did better when he was scrambling. So some of his throws were a little better, not perfect. I didn't see anything other than maybe a smile or two that he didn't have last week that made it seem like, all right, he super took a dive. And then now he's, like, much better. I didn't see that, but I also didn't see him. It was a better performance from Rodgers, but it wasn't like MVP.
No. I mean, the offense wasn't great yesterday. I mean, they had 23 first downs. That's okay. 300 total yards. That could be better. Yeah, it wasn't like they had a 500 yards of offense like Dallas had yesterday. But they made the most of their offense by scoring touchdowns. And they had a pick six.
So the Packers get the win 34-20, 414-799-1250. How does that make you feel? How do you feel? It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Plenty going on at Perkins. You'll feel real good and you'll feel satisfied and you'll feel full when you get to Perkins. For goodness sake, you can have your steak and eat it too at Perkins. Right now, what they pretty much did was anything that was on the menu, they looked at it and said, how can we make this better? Should we add steak to this one? Okay. They went down again, another column over. How can we make this better? Add steak? Okay. You've got all the different steak options. A1 Steakhouse Benedict, the steak medallions and eggs, the steak and tangler omelet, the steak and pepper skillet, the steak medallions and shrimp, and much, much more. We had them a couple of weeks ago at the toy drive. We can attest to how good these food options are at Perkins. For goodness steak, you can have your steak and eat it too. And don't forget, today's a Pie Society Monday. Free slice of pie at Perkins after 11 o'clock with the purchase of any meal. The Packers right away see the Falcons march down the field. They get the 7, but Packers go right back. We'll have the drive of the game and hear from the riveting Joe Philbin coming up. Chuck and Winkler here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Green Bay beats Atlanta.
Does it get any better than this?
There's a lot to say about this one, and we're talking about it with you all day. It's an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday on The Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
you know, I think the guys were efficient. They're effective. And, we still got to get some more big plays. I mean, I think we had, 23 first downs or something and 300 yards. So there's, 23 first downs isn't a bad day, but, certainly can do better.
That's the riveting Joe Philbin, Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Pete Doherty, a friend of the show, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette, writes this in his column posted last night. He says, the most obvious difference with Philbin running the show, at least to the naked eye, was the mixing and matching of personnel. This game took you back to circa 2011 when McCarthy routinely ran players on and off the field, snap after snap after snap, which made it hard for a defense to get a beat on anything. McCarthy had grown much more static with his personnel the last few years, but Philbin turned back the clock. His plan was to change players on almost every down, and the Packers did that. They brought in some more of the quick slants. That first touchdown drive, which will be our drive of the game a little bit later on today, that first touchdown drive, I mean, it was quick passes, and it was slants, and it was accuracy, and it was really, again, a drive that I thought the Packers should have had more of with more frequency up to this point the season frames.
Yeah. One other note, Aaron Jones, who has been a subject of, throughout the season, get Aaron touches, make sure he gets a lot of touches and all that. Jamal Williams started the game. And Williams was the opening, started off at running back, and, they stuck with him on the entire first drive. And many feel that maybe because Williams was out there because of pass protection, Packers down three backup, with down to three backup offensive linemen. So Jamal Williams was kind of different to see him start. But Philbin afterwards defended it and said, hey, it doesn't, when you're talking with skilled players, it doesn't really matter who starts a game.
Well, Jamal had a great week of preparation, number one. Number two, even though, we ended up throwing the ball, but we actually had a run called early in the game that was kind of right up Jamal's alley, some of the schemes, and actually the later one that we ran was a similar run out of a different personnel group, so we knew we wanted to feature some things more up inside early in the game.
Aaron Jones didn't touch the ball at all in the first quarter, and as we're asking you guys this morning, you can chime in 799-1250, also tweet at 105.7 FM The Fan. How did that game make you feel? It's a pretty simple question. Robert says, I like seeing Aaron Jones have a big day. Hopefully they go back to starting him the rest of the season. I like that what they did with Jones was continue to run him to put the game away in the fourth quarter. So while he didn't touch the ball in the first frame, the Packers, this was when a Packer game is boring like that in the second half, that's good because it means they've got a lead and they're just running it to salt the game away. That's what they did with Aaron Jones yesterday. That's what they did with the running game yesterday as well, where they just, it was run, run, pass if you needed to on third down in that fourth quarter, and you could put this one away. So everything we've wanted to see for whatever reason, and I know the opponent is not great, the Falcons have their problems, and Dan Quinn probably should be the next coach to get fired midseason. But this was what you wanted to see. It was sort of the anti-2018 McCarthy game where you did rotate guys out, you did have the quick slants, and you did run the football to seal a game away.
Yeah, and I wouldn't read too much into Jones not making the start and Jamal getting some use. I'm glad that Jamal got some use yesterday. I mean, Jones is the guy, but Jamal got some use, and they found a way to use him. And again, Philbin is right on. I think for skilled players, it doesn't really matter. I mean, sometimes you'll see a different personnel start set on the opening drive or the opening play, and then you might see changes. I mean, you saw, as you mentioned there, Philbin was making changes with personnel all day long, and it's been a while since he's been able to do that, and he did that before he was the offensive coordinator, before he took the Miami job. But Jones still got his touches yesterday, 17 carries for 78 yards, a touchdown, three catches for 28 yards, so 106 all-purpose yards. Still had a big day. Still had a nice day.
Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. It may seem like sometimes we're, we've got a tough outer exterior, but at the end of the day, we care about you, the listener. And we're asking you, how did you feel?
How does it feel?
The Packers won yesterday.
Be on your own.
The Packers won yesterday. How do you feel? 799-1250, Phil's in Chicago. Phil, how do
like
you feel?
Rolling Stone.
I feel good about the win. I'm, you know, I feel like it's a step in the right direction. And listen, this is, you know, this is his first time calling plays, Joe Philbin, in 20 years. I mean, you know, and I thought they played well. Give this guy a chance, you know, second game. I want to see what he does against Chicago after he gets this game under his belt. I thought they played with a lot more energy. That's something that I wanted to see because, you know, that Arizona game was just completely flat. And my whole thing is I just don't understand what people want. You know what I mean? It's not easy to get victories in this league. You look at the Patriots, they lost. You look at the Saints, they struggled against Tampa Bay. I mean, those are Super Bowl teams. And they're struggling against inferior teams, and we beat an inferior team, but still complaining. You know what I mean? I mean, this is a step in the right direction, and I just, you know, want people to understand that it's just hard, man. It's hard to win in this league, but I thought it was a step in the right direction, and to look at the bright side of things, not look at all the negatives. But not everybody's going to be like me.
But you're feeling good. People should be more like you. World would be a better place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but here's the thing is, the goal is to make the playoffs.
No, thanks for the call.
If they finish with three wins, they're going to go 8-7-1, but that's a very hollow 8-7-1 because they would have, I mean, in all likelihood, and I know there's a 5% chance, but in all likelihood, there's a, you know, there's a good greater chance that they're not going to make the playoffs despite going 8-7-1.
When Phil was talking there, he said, I thought for a second he was going to say he was a first-time caller, which we know he's not. Phil's called in before, and there's a thing we play for first-time callers, but Joe Philbin was a first-time play caller. It feels like the first time. At least in the NFL.
Yeah.
So that counts.
Not like, well, it was a first-time Northeastern.
Yeah.
He coached at Northeastern. And then he made his rocket up the charts.
Yeah, first time.
You know, it's funny. It's like when these guys start at these small schools, if you look at the resumes of some of these guys, and like he was at Northeastern, you wonder if they ever think, okay, someday I'm going to make it to the NFL. Because sometimes some guys do, and sometimes guys are at Northeastern the rest of their lives. You know what I'm saying?
No, because I've never heard of anyone from Northeastern.
Well, Northeasterns of the world. You know what I mean? The small colleges. Some guys just never get out.
No, I know, but everyone keeps saying like, oh, you know, it's the first time he called plays in 20 years, you know, back when he did it at Northeastern. Oh, yeah. Where the hell is Northeastern? Tell me where it is right now.
It's in the Northeast.
Well, of course it is.
I think it's in Massachusetts, right?
Northeastern College?
Is it in Massachusetts?
I have no idea.
I think it's in Massachusetts.
I thought it was on the other side of the lake from Northwestern.
No, there's Northeastern and Northwestern.
Frames, wow, it's in Boston, Massachusetts.
Am I right? Yep, and Northeastern, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
It's
Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. How do you feel? Packers win yesterday. A little bit of a boring second half, which was a good thing because the Packers were able to salt this one away. Want to hear from you guys. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. They want to hear from you over at Hyundai West Dallas, where there are a lot of great incentives going on right now. They are located Highway 100 in West Dallas, just between Lincoln and National. Now, this is a really good time. You may have heard this. You may have friends in the industry. I don't know if it's a secret or not, but this is a really good time to buy a car because the new models are coming in all month long, and so those are the ones they want to show on the lot, and then the ones that are on the lot now, they want to not be on the lot, so then they're heavily discounted. That's right from the top there through Hyundai, is to discount those cars even further. So there's more Hyundai discounts than ever before right now. Plus, at Hyundai West Dallas, they are always looking for ways to take it even further. If you're a military or a veteran, if you're in the military or a veteran, you'll get discounts. Just ask about it. Let them know that you listen to the Fan. They will help you out when you do that. A lot of great incentives. And really, the prices are great. You can get a great deal. That's great. It is the customer service that keeps me coming back, whether I need a new vehicle. I got my Santa Fe Sport from them in May. Or if I need like an oil change. It's where I go for service as well. And even if you didn't get a car from them, you can go for service. Brian and the boys over there will take good care of you. It's Chuck and Winkler, Hyundai West Allis. You do want to check them out. Highway 100 in West Allis, HyundaiWestAllis.com. Sith Lord and MF for Mike and the Polish Hammer. These are the real names you can ask for. These guys just like to listen to sports, watch sports, talk sports, and have a good time. So you guys would be a perfect match, you and them, over at Hyundai West Allis. Check them out. Browse online. If it's too cold, HyundaiWestAllis.com, and then get over there and grab that vehicle. We'll have the drive of the game coming up. The Packers go down early, punch back, and then put up 34 unanswered. How'd they get it done? More coming up next here on The Fan.
Was a heck of a drive. Here's the drive of the game. This is Milwaukee's longest running sports talk morning show, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Your drive of the game came in the first quarter. The Falcons marched down the field, and you think, oh my God. Same old Packers, 7 plays, 75 yards, 3 minutes and 24 seconds off the clock for Atlanta. But then here come the Packers. Rodgers out to St. Brown for 8. Out to the other side, St. Brown for 4. Over the middle, slant, 8 yards to Cobb. Rodgers would say it was that play that got them going. He was incomplete right after, but then connected with Devon.